Wednesday, the 30th of March, 2016. Clean Rivers and Lakes. About 150 students from a Māori school marched to Parliament yesterday to protest about the poor water quality in our rivers and lakes. Their school is on the shores of Lake Taupo in the centre of the North Island. The Minister for the Environment, Nick Smith, praised the students for their interest in clean water, but said some of the pollution was from volcanic ash near Taupo and from birds flying overhead. Fish and Game North Canterbury is an organisation which has recently decided to ban winter fishing in the lower part of rivers to protect the fish and allow them to breed. Fish numbers are lower than usual. One problem is that there is not enough water near the mouth of the river. It has been a dry summer, but Fish and Game is concerned that farmers are taking too much water for irrigation. Another concern is the poor quality of the water. Again, Fish and Game believe this is because of intensive farming. The rivers and lakes are polluted by waste from so many cows and from the fertilizer spread on farms to make the grass grow. Land Corps New Zealand is a farming business owned by the government. Land Corps was planning to cut down forests near Taupo to use the land for dairy farming. However, Land Corps has now decided this could pollute rivers and lakes. It is true that dairy farmers are getting low prices for their milk at the moment, so this could be another reason. We like to think New Zealand is still clean and green and will stay clean and green in the future.